Subcommittee and committees will come to order. Ms. Nguyen, what do we do? Advisory Council on Interstate Adult Offender Supervision. Sam Moa, a judiciary chair, seems obvious.
And apparently Senator Ortman is the suggestion, or you're not sure about that?
She is.
Yeah, she's our suggestion. I know there was some thoughts about that, but.
Are you on this committee? All right, the door is right over there. Oh, wait, we got a tape.
This is a subcommittee. Denny's not on this?
It didn't say subcommittee, but mine, it just.
You're obviously on my schedule. Excuse me for barging in like this.
We need to straighten that out.
It's all one listserv, I apologize.
We should change that. Sorry, Senator Fredrickson.
It's out of.
Okay, so Olson moves the Advisory Council on Interstate Adult Offender Supervision, Senator Ortman and Senator Moa. Well, you know, has it been straightened out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I have no idea what the issue is.
Mr. Chair, the hanging shad. Chad.
The Florida Chad.
Mr. Wolf, Senator Ortman is good to go on the Advisory Council on Interstate Adult Supervision.
Mr. Chair,
and the agency and she have visited, and everybody's copacetic.
Yes, Mr. Chair, in fact, we have an email from the commissioner that everything is fine there and they'd like her reappointment.
Do I care?
Okay.
Where are these lists?
All these surreptitious things.
And apparently it's been worked out.
Yeah, you've got extra.
We shouldn't have any of these people here, and we shouldn't be tape recorded either.
It's that stuff that you want to publicly. Okay, so on the Olson motion for Senator Ortman, Senator Moa, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion no. Chemical Abuse and Violence Prevention Council. And Foley is interested.
Right. Who else? Nobody wanted. Oh.
Senator Metzen moves Foley. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, motion no. Council on Affairs of Chicano Latino People. Rickerman and Gimsey.
Is that the migrant worker stuff down there?
Rickerman's got a fairly significant population.
Otherwise, I'm just going to. Okay. Yeah.
Senator Gimsey does as well.
So on the Senja motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion down. Council on Asian Pacific Minnesotans, Anderson and Senjum.
Mr. Chair, first of all, I'm not sure we had anybody else on this one. But secondly, I have been on it 2 years and never been invited to a meeting, so it's not an overburdening thing.
Mr. Chairman, I understand they meet monthly.
Oh, is that right?
They meet us weekly. You never go to the meetings?
No.
Ms. Nguyen?
The State and Local Government Oversight Committee. She and Representative Tilson are doing an interim study on all of these commissions and asking them to kind of report back to what they do and how many times they meet. So we'll have a clearer sense of the commissions next year.
And on this one in particular, we probably should just give a heads up to them that perhaps we're going to reserve on the mailing list. Okay. So Senjum moves Anderson and Senjum. All in favor, say aye.
Right.
All opposed, motion adopted. Council on Black Minnesotans, Han and Higgins? Han and Higgins, I apologize.
I don't have that on
there. Council on Black Minnesotans?
Did we skip it?
Just this one. Okay, let's see if that's the only one. It's. It used to be McGinn and Scheid. And apparently, Higgins wants to be on, and Han wants to be on. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. That was a Metzen motion.
Senator Ortman? Sir?
She wants to make sure she got on that Interstate Adult Offenders Commission.
I thought it was a public meeting.
Oh, it is. We didn't want you to sit here if you didn't need to.
Okay.
Is there something you're particularly interested in or not?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want us to deal with it so you don't have to sit here?
Well, I just wanted to check and see.
On the,
or what she got put on.
I was hoping to be appointed to the Interstate Compact.
Yeah, you were. That's done.
Not Interstate Compact. Where's that one?
Adult
Defender Supervision.
Oh, yeah, yes. No, we did that one. It's done.
Thank
you're
you.
It.
I appreciate that. Now I'll go to
judiciary and get it. Watch the rest of the movie. Pretty exciting.
Am I allowed to speak, though? That's the question.
No, no.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You bet. Thank you. Education Commission of the States. Pappas has been on there, but that's really more K-12, and so I was thinking Rummel.
What's the one Wager one?
It does do both, Mr. Chairman.
It does it?
Do both higher ed and K-12, but I think maybe the focus might be a little higher
for
the K-12, but it's both.
Is what Wager was really excited about or not?
Mr. Chairman, Wager.
Senator
Wager's on both.
I think you and I kind of. You told him that.
Does he need it more than Rummel?
I don't know if he needs it more, but I think you might have told him he had it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, what does Mead have to do with it? I've never. This isn't going to make. This isn't going to re-elect anybody.
He's
or
chairman, he's chairman of the committee. So if Senator Wieger really, really wants it badly.
He
first.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if he wants it, he's on higher ed budget as well as K-12, and he's not on the K-12, is he? Yeah.
Let's hold off a sec. Could you go check?
He chairs the policy. If he wants it, he'd be good.
He talked to me about something.
I think it was this guy. But
we'll just double check. Could we, have Lindsay go?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll move it.
Let's just hold off a second. For some reason, I've got Rummel here.
I think we visited with him, Larry.
All right, we'll double check. Explore Minnesota. Coke and Hog.
Okay.
Senator moves that. All in favor say aye. All opposed, motion adopted. Indian Affairs Council. Mary Olson, Wergen, Vickerman.
Also.
Metzen moves that. All in favor say aye. All opposed, motion adopted. Senator Berglund, this is the subcommittee. Oh, you are on the subcommittee. We've had a bunch of Rules Committee people come in who aren't on here, so. Labor Interpretive Center.
Really good. One appointment?
Wants to stay on, been involved for 20 years.
Well, 3 7 appointments. Oh, they're appointees.
Mr. Anfang wants to stay on there. This is the Labor Center Interpretive Board of Directors. Gertersmeyer, Metzen, you want to stay on there? Or do you want to be on there?
Mr. Chairman, who's the chair of the Senate Committee on Jobs, Energy?
Oh, you're ex officio. You're chair of the Jobs Committee. You have to be on there. And I was thinking Julie Belisle's been there for a long time. We should go with Christian, maybe a different labor person, but apparently Ms. Belisle still wants to be on there. Do they take trips or what?
I think it was.
If what?
Well, I think originally it was planning to build this.
They've been trying to build this
labor
for
interpretive center, and
for 20 years.
I don't know how much progress they're making, but I don't know how often they even meet. But
Just leave her on there. All right, Anne Fang, Julie Belisle, Gersmeyer, and Metzen. Try to get something done there, Metzen.
They've been trying for $15 million for 20 years to build an addition onto the History Center over here. You never get very far.
Berglund moves that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. LCC Legislative Reference Library Subcommittee. Frederickson and Erickson Ropes.
Move approval.
Senator moves that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. LCC, we got the big ones. LCC Revisor of Statutes Subcommittee. That work for the revisor? Young Bauer and Olsen. All in favor, say aye.
All right.
Aye.
It was? Ann Rest doesn't want to do that? Or are you just taking her off from everything?
She's on plenty. LCC, did she express what she wanted to say on that? LCC Subcommittee on Employee Relations.
Rummel, Vandeveer, Jim Carlson,
Scheid, and Worgen. Is that okay, Senator Metzen?
That's fine.
Metzen moves that?
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
All right.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted. Subcommittee Employee Relations. Yeah, we did it. What did they? I'm just trying
to. Mr. Chair, they review and provide interim approval of the labor contracts between the state and its employees.
Ooh.
Should I be on that?
What?
One I should be on?
Which committee?
Employee Relations.
I mean, are we on the LCC chair?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's go back.
Let's look at that again, because I think that's one.
Yeah, we maybe need to go back. Let's go back to the.
I told the chair in the off year is the LCC.
Education Commission of the States on the first page.
Let me know if I should be on.
Senator Olson is laying foundation. She's moving the chair of the Education Committee, Weegar. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
All opposed, motion.
He did all.
Yeah, I think we better, that one you don't want to mess around with.
Which one?
Bedsel should be on there, I think.
I'll move those two. Does Parisa want it too?
Wait, no, I'm back to Employee Relations, Senator Metzen.
Mr. Chair, could you go through the list again? I have Rummel, Vandeveer.
Vandeveer, Jim Carlson, Scheid, and Worgen. Are those the kind of people that want to be there?
Put a little history in there.
This is pretty important, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that salary stuff,
right,
isn't it?
Bedsel should be there.
Yeah.
Who did you have been?
So,
Mr. Watson, can I ask a question? Isn't this kind of a, everything's important, but isn't this kind of a big deal with the salaries and stuff? I mean, really.
It can be very important. It's the one that has to deal with
Mr.
the
Chairman,
salary. The overall settlements, it also deals with the salary recommendations for individual commissioners.
Pensions and health and everything. It's a big deal. And I don't think you would want freshman people in there yet.
Let's take Carlson. Let's put instead of Scheid, Worgen, I think, makes sense. And then we should have Bedsel. I think Senator Bergman is right. I'm not sure Senator Vandeveer is the right person, Senators. Think about that for a second. Employee contracts. These are things that are negotiated.
This is a.
Was he on as a House member?
No.
I don't think
you
want
to
be
on here.
I think you want a senior member who. These are negotiated with this executive branch.
Yeah.
So you basically don't want the legislature microphone.
Senator Olson.
Frederickson.
I don't know.
Jen would be fine. Senator
Jen?
Would be fine. It's got to be somebody
who's around. How often do they meet?
Every couple of years, isn't it, with these employee contracts?
Every
is that all?
Years.
Mr. Chairman, they meet mostly in the fall of the odd-numbered year.
So when we're not in session, then?
Right.
Jen, you'd do a good job. That'd be good.
I'd be willing to do it.
Senator Olson, do you feel that you can micromanage negotiated contracts?
Usually they're pretty worked out.
This is a pretty serious,
serious stuff.
Yeah.
I don't micromanage, I don't believe.
I'll just ask.
We have total confidence in her.
Also,
I often don't micromanage myself, which is.
I don't know. Do you think that's a? I'm asking the staff because I do chair that LCC every other year.
Rummel off, Metzen on.
Yeah, I think so.
Metzen, Olson, Bedsel, Scheid, Worgen. Berglund moves that. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Sarah Olson, I wasn't challenging you. I was. This is one of the, Senator Flynn used to sit on there. I mean, serious people sit on this because you just don't want to hoop around here. This affects.
Well, maybe I'm not serious enough.
Senator Pogamiller, you're digging yourself into a hole. Now.
LCC subcommittee had a rule.
I mean, Mr. Chairman, there's nothing that one could laugh about at that speed.
LCC subcommittee had rules. What is the LCC subcommittee's rule?
Mr. Chair, it's been a couple of years since they met, but they respond to requests by five or more members of the legislature on their own volition to deal with concerns about rules that agencies have proposed or adopted.
Oh, administrative rules.
Administrative
well, that
rules.
Actually now.
So it should probably be on rest.
I'm thinking that should maybe be rest. Because she chairs that committee. Mm-hmm.
So rest rather than Bedsole. Is Parasol on that committee?
Yeah.
Is she?
I don't. Local government? Don't
no, this is. No, the subcommittee on rules for the administrative rules.
Now, Olsen expressed some interest. Former county commissioner, is that enough experience, or do you need more?
Sure, it's been less than active in the last 8 years or so. They've probably met a total of 4 or 5 times.
Mr. Chairman, is this when there's expression challenging administrative rules mm-hmm. that they kind of review? Mm-hmm. Yeah, review those.
Do they have any kind of power, or they didn't come to us with recognition?
Mr. Chair, they would need to make a recommendation to, I think it's to the LCC or to the full legislature.
Well, Senator
Bergen. What they have done is, in the past, when the feeling is that the department rulemaking is not necessarily in keeping with the legislative intent, then they can just suspend that process until the legislature meets, and then the idea is that whatever committee would be involved with that rule would look at it and, you know, maybe put something in a bill that takes care of the issue without having to go through rulemaking.
Well, Rest or Bedsole makes sense on the majority side. Has Bedsole been real active? Does he love this stuff? Or is this like privacy bills? Or?
It's hard to imagine a lot of excitement or enthusiasm, but he has been involved in the past and he seems to understand what the issues are and separation of powers issues.
The rest does make sense also, because Don.
I think Parasol's good at that.
Well, yeah. Rest chairs a committee, though.
Well, so does Bedsole. He chairs the State Department.
No, but I mean, she's got the one that was.
Well, yeah, it doesn't usually have so much to do with financing as it does with whether legislative.
The GovOp or the.
And, you know, it gets into everybody's committees, not just in rest, but, you know, you've got to have somebody.
Okay, rest in person?
Yep.
Berger moves rest in person. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion up. Commission on Metropolitan Government.
I thought they abolished that.
Did we? Is this what somebody's bill abolished? Yeah. So it's gone? Or it just passed the Senate?
The Senate has
passed it. It's not passed the Senate. Right. The Senator rest bill
sent on the. Maybe we'd want to wait to appoint people till we see.
We had a good list of people we want to put on here. Minnesota Ontario Matters. Foley actually has expressed interest. Corey has interested.
Okay, yes.
Is this a commission where people take trips or something? Is that the deal?
Not yet. This commission has never met in its history.
I want on it. They're canoe trips.
Where does Ontario
inspect the border?
The Manitoba.
Let's hold off on it then. We'll hold off on it.
Somewhere on the
Midwest Interstate.
Chairman, that is the one that Katie Seaman has asked for on about 10 occasions, and she's from the same.
That's the move, Seaman. discussion.
Which one did you write?
Passenger rail compact thing from Chicago to Hastings to St. Paul to Rochester.
That's a move, Stephen. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Higher Ed Commission. Pappas makes the most sense. Is she interested or?
Pappas.
Barry. Berger moves Pappas. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, motion adopted. Mississippi River Parkway. Torres Ray and Senjum.
Oh, Ray.
So moved.
Discussion. Favor say aye. All opposed, motion adopted. Multi-state tax compact. Johnson Debbie and Dan Larson. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Can I just ask a question about that? Wouldn't you want somebody from, you know, I mean, we've had Bill Belanger on there from taxes.
Senator Johnson Wilson.
Yeah.
Right, but wouldn't you want somebody like Bach on there too?
We should have a Democrat and a Republican.
Larson. Dan Larson.
Okay.
Vice chair, isn't he?
He's the vice chair.
Yeah.
It was Belanger and Benson.
Now, I realize it wasn't the tax committee chairman in the past, but I just thought since we have a new tax committee chairman,
He doesn't
want him. Okay.
We'll change it.
Mr. Chair.
So who is it?
Debbie Johnson and Dan Larson.
Or Dan Larson.
Just to ask, that's an interesting. What does that commission do, or committee? Do we have a tax compact in the Midwest?
Yes, the multi-state tax compact.
Is that for the streamlined sales tax, or?
I don't know if they deal with streamlined. They deal with a lot of things. And I think they maybe have one conference in there type thing.
Oh, okay.
It's good education.
They don't actually approve compacts or recommend compacts to the state.
Oh, they might. They might do advisory things, but it all ends up having to come here.
It's good to know they're working for us. Good.
So Debbie Johnson, favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, Rural Policy Development Center Board of Directors. Ooh. Parks is suggested, but I thought somebody really, really, really Hoobly? I think Hoobly.
That's Rural Policy.
Well, how strongly does Sparks feel about it? He is interested.
Sparks has mentioned it a couple times, too.
Sparks.
Hopefully got that electric energy thing that caused a lot of pain.
Caused a lot of sparks.
A lot of sparks on that one. Hey, you're pretty quick for a, what is it, Tuesday?
Well, I want to be with you on that. I don't know what you said.
We'll have a division of the vote.
Victory Memorial Drive implementation and steering task force. That's my old stamping grounds.
Sparks.
Where?
See how that goes. Discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Victory Memorial Drive implementation steering.
What is this, Mr. Chairman?
It's a Victory Memorial Drive that's in North Minneapolis.
North Minneapolis, yeah.
That's right. And Senator Higgins and Senator Rest are going to be on that.
Okay, that's your country, isn't it?
Well, that's
north, where I grew up.
North side. Oh,
you're northeast.
Yeah. I grew up in that, just north of that Brooklyn Center.
I can't imagine why we need to have.
What, where did this come from?
It was in Laws 06, Chapter 218. All in favor, say aye.
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 Ms. Newen, anybody else, or are we? And so we've got kind of two outstanding, one because Ontario's never appointed anybody.
Guess what?
Ontario's never appointed anybody.
Oh, really?
And then the metropolitan one because we're trying to eliminate it. But, you know, in terms of full disclosure, some of the people we could employ to that Metropolitan Board were people that didn't get anything else.
Are you going to get the letter out to them that they've been appointed prior to the letter that has been abolished?
Did he already send them out?
Not on this one yet. What should we do? Well, is the House going to abolish this? Does anybody know?
What if they don't? Why don't you appoint them just in case?
Yes.
If they don't, then...
Dibble, Michelle...
Good for the resume.
Dibble, Michelle, Dahl, Gerlach, Bada, Limmer, and Lack.
Move approval.
What's that, Dibble?
Dibble, Michelle, yeah. Dahl, Gerlach, Bonoff, Limmer, and Latz. Do you have to be in a suburb to be on that, I think?
You have to be in the metro.
Oh, Dibble.
You have to be anti-metro council to be on there.
They want to be on there, but they're against the thing.
Affelberg, you're up there. Yeah,
which is fine.
Although Foley actually expressed interest.
We put him on something else.
What do you got something else here?
He got a plum of it one here already.
You've got them all from Hennepin County, I think.
Yeah.
Is Gerlach from Hennepin?
No, that's
Dakota. Is he Dakota? He's over the line?
Nothing down in Dakota. We pick on
so why don't we not do Lads, let's do Foley. I'm sure Lads won't be the only one. So, Dibble, Michelle, Dahl, Gerlach, Bonoff, Limmer, Foley.
Limmer is a good one on there.
Nets and moves. All in favor say aye.
Dimmer switching.
All in favor say aye. All opposed, motion down.
He'll be chair. He'll be chair.
I think we're pretty much done for the session. Are there any that anybody want to revisit? I hope not. The previous ones that we've done, I think people are pretty pleased. Anything in your caucus where someone...
I think we're all right.
Okay, I think we're done. Ms. Nguyen, anything else for this fund group?
So, Mr. Chairman, are you going to contact Ontario and discuss whether we should just abandon or banish the thing?
Contact Manitoba, too.
Why won't they appoint? What's going on?
They've never, for 20 years, they've never showed up.
So then why don't we take it off the books?
Might have to go visit, you know, face-to-face.
There was an LCC housekeeping bill last session to abolish it. Passed the House unanimously and was, I think, didn't meet the deadline and was in the Senate rules committee.
So maybe
let's do it this time.
Thank you, members. Meeting adjourned.